Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 22 weeks. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Andrew Conway.
Yes, you are.
Adam Conway.
Yeah.
And Gadi Elkhan.
What's up?
We are here Sunday afternoon. Perfect weather in Dallas. This is our last segment of the 22nd podcast. And if you've listened to us before, you know we are famous for recasting movies and TV shows that if they were remade today, we would like the Hollywood people and agents to cast these suggestions in this remake. So, fitting for today, we are going to recast Star Trek The Next Generation. Which is crazy. I mean, I guess it could be like a new Star Trek, but we're going to use the same characters. So, let's start out. I'll start out with who I have on my list. I have Geenan, who was Whoopi Goldberg, played her. We have Chief Miles O'Brien, who Cole Meany played. We have Will Wheaton's character, Wesley Crusher. We have Gates McFadden's character, Dr. Beverly Crusher. Brent Spiner's character, Data. Mariana Sirtis as the counselor, Deanna Troi. Michael Dorn as Lieutenant Worf. LeVar Burton as Lieutenant Commander Geordi LaForge, Jonathan Frax as Commander William T. Riker, and Patrick Stewart as Captain Jean-Luc Picard. So if we follow that, I'm going to start with the...
We also need to add the voice of the ship.
We can add the voice of the ship.
And a villain.
Villain.
We're going to Q.
Okay, do you want to start out with Q? You want to leave that to...
We can start out with Q.
Yeah, we'll start. Okay.
Whoa.
Q.
Hey-o.
Oh, no. Q, who do you want?
I want really, like, big-name celebrity on this, because I think you need a figure that's just as big as Picard. Because Q, to me, was the ultimate kind of opposite of Picard. And their best episodes were when they were going off each other. So I went strictly off the greatness of Cable Guy, but I think Jim Carrey could pull off a dark Q like nobody else.
Just to preface, what is your Star Trek cast based off of? Do you have like a theme where you're going?
I have dark comedy as my theme,
okay,
with kind of quirkiness to it. And overtly humorous sexual overtones. So it's a dark comedy, but it kind of giggles at itself.
Yeah,
but it's not as serious. But when you see my Picard, you'll see what I mean by like dark comedy.
Overtly sexual.
Jim Carrey is cute. I mean, he's animated.
I just think he's
over the top for the show.
Because one of the best things about Q was he was quick-witted. He was always trying to make a joke. But he was dark about it. And that's why I thought Jim Carrey in
the thing is,
Cable Guy or Me, Myself, and Irene, where he's kind of an asshole.
He has too much energy, though. Q's like really reserved.
But Jim Carrey can do that, though.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
I don't know if Q was that reserved. He was always kind of looking for fun.
Yeah,
he was dressing up in different outfits.
I want Jim Carrey in Star Trek. So
I just think, I'm thinking of Q, whenever he would make an appearance, like he would jump on the bridge, he'd bring in like a New Orleans choir next to him and be like, hello! It's me again. I'm back here to ruin y'all's world.
Yeah.
Cool. But anyways, what do y'all think of Q?
I was thinking of more of a couple of foreign people.
Foreign?
I like Mads, who's Hannibal right now. Might be a good Q.
Mads Mikkelsen.
Also Bill Nighy.
And I have
Bill Nighy could be diabolical as Q.
My Star Trek, I had sort of based more of a comedic take. Sort of a comedic drama. So I'm thinking more like, you know, sort of how Firefly was. And it, I guess also Star Trek was kind of like that too. There was a lot of mix and match, some comedy, mix of drama. So that's how I sort of base mine. And mine's more based off the TV world than pulling in actors from movies. But my actor for Q is someone that's actually broken into movies, Benedict Cumberbatch.
I had him too as Q.
Greatest Sherlock, sort of that reserved energy, but he's able to play both ways.
Can he be funny?
Yeah, Sherlock, he's funny.
I left out anybody that was in the movies.
He's Sherlock.
He's also Khan.
But yeah.
Leaving off people in the movies. I'd like...
I forgot that he was even in that
Bill movie. Nighy is... Or Mads Mikkelsen. I'm going with those two. Those two for a Q.
Yes.
All right, the ship's mother.
The ship's computer?
Maybe? Yeah, mother, whatever.
The ship's mother.
I want the voice of John Benjamin as this.
still crossing the line.
Because it'd be quite hilarious.
That would be hilarious. I'd go with Stephen Wright.
Hey, no, I wouldn't. Hey, guys.
I wouldn't go with Stephen Wright.
You think Louis C.K.? No. Fuck you guys.
Stephen Wright would be. That's, it's,
yeah, Stephen Wright. Going into war. I'm going to go kill myself.
That would be the best one. That was
Stephen Wright.
Shooting the photon torpedoes.
Alan Rickman would be cool for the ship's computer.
He would be. Yeah, it'd be great.
I think Alan Rickman would be the most humorous. He needs to be British for sure. Just to kind of mess with, you know, Picard.
It would be really cool for like a throwback would be Sigourney Weaver as a ship's voice, just because she was in a ship with Mother, you know, the voice. That'd be kind of cool. I don't know.
Hi, guys.
And she's Sigourney Weaver narrated Planet Earth, like the U.S.
Why don't we bring Whoopi? So, why don't we bring Whoopi back?
So,
speaking of guys.
Yeah. Whoopi, played by Whoopi Goldberg. I have, since she was like the listener, she always like help people, you know. She was
Oprah.
I pick Lily Taylor. She's from Six Feet Under and The Conjuring. She's the
mother. I don't think I'd want to talk to her.
Really?
No.
I have Aisha Tyler or Octavia Spencer.
I put Octavia Spencer. I thought of a big black woman.
Octavia Spencer was
really
great.
I did not.
She was Molly in 30 Rock. She was so funny. she pretty much became what Tracy Morgan was. He couldn't believe how
funny. If you want to do a funny guy, then Tracy would be a hilarious
Tracy
guy.
Tracy Morgan? Tracy Morgan as Guinness?
What are you talking about?
Why would you bring in Tyler Perry? No.
I put in a small white woman, Lily Taylor.
See, I actually had Aisha Tyler like Adam. Just because I'm going with a sort of comedic feel to the show.
I mean,
I had Octavia Spencer.
I do Octavia.
I would love to tell you stories.
All right, moving on to Chief Miles O'Brien. Chief Miles O'Brien. I went with Jorge Garcia from Lost. I really did.
You've been energized.
I absolutely did. I think he would be great in that.
I was kind of thought he was always kind of snarky. I thought Chris O'Dowd would be a funny guy.
Chris O'Dowd.
That's
who
I had to.
Really? I like that.
I'm sure Ayoud might be funny.
That's my, he's my Data.
Yeah.
Chris O'Dowd?
No. Richard Iota is my Data. One of them. But
Chris O'Dowd is who I have
Chris
for
O'Dowd for Chief O'Brien. Chief O'Brien would be so late.
Because of his accent?
Yeah.
Wrong.
He would be so bored. Irish.
Yes. I like Chris O'Dowd. All right, moving on to Will Wheaton's character, Wesley Crusher. I went with Miles Teller.
But he wasn't cool. He was a nerd.
With the main kid from Kings of Summer.
I like him better than Miles because I think he's more nerdish than Miles. Miles is too cool for the
when
role.
You go with Moises Alou?
I do want like a more nerdy Moises type.
Like, but he's 50.
I'd rather have like Ben Savage early from Boy Meets World. Like kind of nerdish kid.
Miles Teller can be nerdy.
No, he can't. He's too cool.
Yeah.
He's too cool.
No way.
He's too cool.
He's a Whiplash. He looks cool as shit in that.
And so,
we always had an eternal wedge.
Who was your Will Wheaton?
I couldn't think of someone that would be perfect for the role. That's my problem. Because I'm trying to think age-wise, too. I don't know a lot of younger actors that could fill that. I was thinking maybe the kid from Trophy Wife. I don't know. I just like, kind of like him because he's so nerdy.
What about the star of Super 8? He was pretty good.
He was kind
Joel
of nerd. I like that.
Joel Courtney.
I like that kid a lot.
That would be good.
Joel Courtney would be awesome.
Yeah,
I think that's
a good pick.
Yeah. Joel Courtney. There
that fits.
We got
he's
it.
He's not
lock
nerdy looking. He's, you know, adorable.
So with Joel Courtney, so Dr. Beverly Crusher, Gatesman fan, Wesley, that was her son, I went different and I picked Thandi Newton for Beverly Crusher and she adopted him on some.
That's weird. Some alien.
Why Thandi? Just because she's so comforting as a nurse figure?
I think she would be great as the doctor there. And then she's kind of like a badass if she needs to be.
See, I went, this is going to sound really gay, but Addison from Grey's Anatomy, who got her own show, The Redhead.
Kate Walsh?
Kate Walsh. Because Beverly Crusher was older. She had a teenage kid.
I did Lauren Graham.
Lauren Graham?
I love Lauren Graham from Gilmore Girls.
That's nice. I went with Jillian Jacobs.
Lauren Graham fits kind of
Jillian Jacobs.
She's played two different mother
figures.
I think
she's too old, though, now.
No way. Lauren Graham looks great.
Yeah,
Jillian
really
Jacobs
good.
Is who I was going with.
Lauren looks better than Jillian Jacobs.
She looks really good.
No, I'd have sex with Lauren Graham.
Not Thandie, though?
I would have sex with Thandie.
No, I mean as far as picking her for the role. I like Thandie and Lauren.
Thandie's good. Thandie's a good choice, too. I like weird. Lauren Graham because she's like played Graham. A good mother before.
Okay. All right. Moving on to a crowd favorite, Lieutenant Commander Data.
Woo-woo-woo.
I picked Andy Serkis for Data.
Wow. Interesting. I went with...
I like that.
He's a good actor.
He's a great actor. He's a great character actor.
I went with a kind of a creepy-looking dude who, I guess was from Fringe, the boss, Lance Riddick, from The Wire. Because the way he talks, he always talks like a robot already.
See,
he's already got the eyes. Right?
I had Richard
which is good, too.
Or...
Also, the guy who plays the nerdy scientist on Almost Human.
Yeah, yeah, he's in the original Office.
Yeah.
I just went with Martin Freeman from Sherlock.
He's not...
He's just like Brett Spiner, exactly.
No.
Oh, exactly.
Martin's got a lot more life to him than Brett.
Not at all. Have you seen Brent Spiner in Independence Day?
The crazy scientist.
With that hair? Holy shit.
That's a lot of talent right there.
I think Richard has more, like, of that quirky kind of tall weirdness, but... I went really
he
weird.
Wasn't
as
tall.
Another pick.
Tall weirdness.
He was taller than most of the other actors in the show.
Brent
Data.
Spiner.
Yeah.
They're not going to be an android that's taller than everybody.
He had
Come
better
on.
Posture.
Everyone knows Android's got to be shorter.
Well, speaking of short, goofy looking guys, how about Jim Rash from Community as the ultimate super Data?
Data, that is awesome. Jim Rash. Yes.
Wait to hear who my Worf is because Data's stronger than Worf. Imagine Jim Rash being smarter
I have a great
and stronger than anyone else.
Jim Rash for me right now.
I love Jim Rash, definitely.
I do too. I like Jim Rash.
I don't like Jim Rash.
Okay, moving on to Lieutenant Worf.
He's a good actor,
I pick somebody that needs a reboot in their career. Nick Cage.
As Worf?
Whoa, Worf. Worf is a black guy. Let's give him
He doesn't need to be a black guy.
He needs to be a black guy.
They could do make him. Remember Christopher Lloyd
was
Michael Dorn is so powerful. As
Christopher
Worf.
Lloyd was a Klingon, so...
I pick Nick Cage for Worf. Absolutely.
I pick Mr. Echo from Lost.
No.
I put Idris Elba, but my other big pick was Terry Crews.
Terry Crews, that's what I had.
Man, his ass is Worf.
He's
I would
huge.
Fuck with that
and
dude.
Mine goes with the whole comedy. Mine was all comedy.
Terry Crews is genius. I've been watching a few more episodes of that.
I'm really good.
Of Terry Crews, though.
I'm telling you, Nick Cage.
No way.
Worf.
He's way too old.
No, no way.
Michael Dorn was like, he was stronger than Commander Riker looking. He was,
except the face was just stunned.
No, Terry Crews has got to be the... You got two
Terry
of
Crews.
Us.
Terry Crews.
Him busting his Worf with a little kid.
I'll give it to you.
Damn right you will.
All right, moving on to another crowd favorite, Lieutenant Commander Joy LaForge, the blind guy.
You skipped Deanna Troi, by the way.
Oh,
we'll
shit.
Get to that hot piece.
Shit,
then.
Let's go
Michael
back.
Ely.
Let's go back. Let's go back. Go back. Counselor Deanna Troi.
Yeah.
I picked Elizabeth Moss.
She's actually not bad. I went with...
She can be telepathic. I can see it.
Where did I put mine? Oh, either Alison Brie or Minka Kelly.
Another madman.
Minka's too hot. Alison Brie would be fun.
I had Alison
Brie. Marina Sirtis was supposed to be the hot person on the...
Yeah, she's
ship.
The gorgeous
one. You know who I thought of from Firefly? Monica... What the hell's her name?
Oh, Morana Barakaran?
Yeah. Because she has a little bit more of a...
She played more her mother than the one that was actually attracted to Kat Picard than...
Old lady?
Yeah.
Morena's fucking hot, dude.
She's too old.
She's like 34.
Morena's like...
I like Alison Brie, model. And I also put Tatiana from Orphan Black.
Tatiana would be cool.
I would rather see Elizabeth than Alison Brie, although I like Alison Brie.
I like Tatiana.
Tatiana
would
be better
great.
Better, yeah. Yeah.
Better actress, but she's not pretty enough.
Alison Brie's prettier?
Yeah.
Alison Brie's really pretty.
Even your pick's prettier.
My pick is prettier.
Guys, she's pretty hot.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
All right, moving on to Joy LaForge now, the blind guy played by LeVar Burton. I went with Sean Astin.
That's such a weird choice.
Why?
Sean Astin.
Yeah, what's your reasoning behind Sean Astin?
I think he's very likable. He knows what he's doing, and he could play that character really well.
He didn't
well.
Come across as intelligent enough to be a freaking...
He totally can.
...super engineer.
Michael Ealy from Almost Human.
It's a good pick.
It's a good pick, but I do like that pick more than Sean. I don't know what
I threw.
I like Sean Astin.
Donald
role.
Glover. Why not?
Donald Glover would be funny, but I'd rather have.
Yeah.
What's
Clay from Kid and Play.
I went crazy. I went because I always thought Jordy needed to be a little bit more funny, and he was always pissed about Data being in
Kevin
his
Hart.
Face. No, but similar comedian thought Aziz. I'm sorry.
What? No
greatest
way.
Kevin Gordy.
No way, Jordy.
Gordy.
They'd call him Gordy.
Sean Astin's better than
no, he's
Aziz.
Not. Aziz with goggles running around be fucking hilarious.
Hey, might as well make it Nick Offerman then. Why not?
Nick
there
Offerman.
You go.
No,
that is Picard.
Aziz. I like Almost Human guy
yeah.
the best.
Michael Ealy.
All right, moving on to William T. Riker. I picked Ethan Hawke.
Wow, that's kind of old.
I went Carl Urban.
I went with Richard
Madden. But he was in the original
Jackson.
In the Star Trek
I know,
movie.
I'd
vote out Josh Jackson.
Why don't you vote out Josh Jackson?
I said Adam Scott.
Adam Scott?
What about Richard Madden from Game of Thrones?
If you're doing the comedy thing, yes.
Just need to be a bigger guy. Like Richard Madden is a little bit bigger. I mean,
Adam Scott had a great beard in Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
But
that's what
Scott's
based my decision.
Commander Riker. Dude, Commander Riker was fucking Commander Riker.
Ethan Hawke, man. Perfect.
He could easily be Commander Riker. What are you talking
Ethan
about?
Ethan Hawke's much more Commander
I do
Riker
like Ethan Hawke. That's a good...
Adam Scott. But
because he's going like to go... He's going to go really well with my...
I do like that pick.
My captain.
Oh.
Which I want to say...
Washington is my captain.
It not far off.
Yes, better like my captain.
So, moving... Did you already
like
say
that.
Your record? Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, I heard my captain.
All right, moving on to the big one.
Son of a bitch.
Moving on to the big one. Captain Luke... Picard, Jean-Luc Picard, Patrick Stewart. I want to see this as a captain. Him as a captain so badly of a Starship Enterprise.
I want him to have...
Samuel L. Jackson.
No.
Yes.
Worst ever.
No,
worst
ever.
Ever.
Why? Give me a reason why.
He's already
worst
the head of
Denzel
shield.
Works a lot better. Picard was
Denzel does
charming.
Idris.
Idris. You got to have some type of sexual appeal. I love Samuel Jackson, but he's not going to have all the ladies soon.
You'd be surprised. Samuel Jackson because...
I had another Sam Rockwell.
It's Picard? Sam Jackson
is a great captain.
I did Jeffrey Dean Morgan or Hugh Laurie.
Picard was an old man, not fucking...
He was actually really young. He's just because he was bald, he's old.
Gary Oldman needs to play Picard.
No way. Hugh Laurie's old.
Colm Feore from Game of Thrones.
Hugh Laurie would be great.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Dude, he'd be great.
No.
Samuel Jackson is Captain John.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan's amazing. He's a great actor.
Colm Feore from Game of Thrones.
He's the only reason why anyone watched Grey's Anatomy. He's the only reason why people watch Supernatural for one season.
Fine, let's go with Idris. He was
no, not Idris.
He was great in Watchmen.
Let me tell you why Samuel Jackson is awesome at Captain Picard.
You are being ridiculous, sir.
I'm going to tell you
Jeffrey Dean Morgan is a national treasure.
Okay.
Now, Samuel Jackson. What do you got?
Samuel Jackson.
National treasure.
Samuel Jackson.
He's starring it.
Can play an easygoing, likable guy. Look at him in Black Snake Moan helping.
He can't. He's over the top no matter what he does.
No, he's not. He's definitely not. Look at him in Goodfellas. Look at him in Kill Bill 2.
Let's just go with Alan Rickman.
If they get him,
really
no. And don't you want to see him lose his shit when he gets crazy in Star Trek, and he could kick some ass too.
I want to see him have
Picard
his,
was
I
like.
I want to see him have this hairstyle from Django
no,
though.
Picard had a
really
sophistication to him. There's no way Samuel pulls that off.
But Samuel can definitely pull it off.
Not Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Hugh Laurie.
Idris Elba or Hugh Laurie. Hugh Laurie's a good
Idris
one.
Elba's good.
Idris could do it, but Samuel Jackson.
What about
be
John Malkovich?
So much better.
Malkovich could pull this off.
I would rather see Malkovich's Q.
What about Ralph Fiennes?
Malkovich is
I like
you.
Hugh Laurie.
Or Christopher Eccleston.
I like Hugh Laurie a lot.
Another.
I think Hugh Laurie could
what about
do
Christopher
it.
Eccleston? Give him Christian Bale's comb over from American Hustle, and there you go.
Hugh Laurie would be pretty pimp.
Hugh Laurie would be great.
Smart.
Yeah.
Sexy.
And he's got the comedic from Blackadder.
He's
got the comedy in the undertones.
I'm voting Sam Jackson.
You're the only one.
I'm telling you.
No.
Have him read for
two
it.
Two for
so.
Hugh. What are you going to do, Adam?
I might like Sam as Hugh as Q.
No.
That
I'd rather Malkovich
with
is Q.
Hugh Laurie.
I do like Malkovich.
So we got
Q,
three
though.
For Hugh Laurie.
Hugh, no way. Sam
yes,
Jackson
he's
is way
a lot
better.
Closer
no.
to Picard. A lot closer.
But we're changing it.
No, we're not. Not that drastically. We're not ruining it.
Would not ruin Star Trek.
Sean Astin would say no. Yeah, what the hell?
What?
Sean Astin as Geordi.
No, he would be so good.
Aziz Ansari makes more damn sense, and I know that.
I really
that is not true.
The thing is, I would love to see Brian's TV show just because it's, I feel like it's all over the place.
Nick Cage is Worf?
I know. There's so many weird
choices. What a shitty show.
Do you realize how awesome that show would be if Nick Cage, Sam Jackson, Sean Astin?
No one would watch it.
Everyone would watch it.
And did you even watch Star Trek?
And H. John Benjamin is the voice of the computer.
Stephen Wright.
It's like a Galaxy Quest.
It's watching.
How about like Hank Azaria as the bartender?
Hey, ridiculous.
That'd be awesome.
Just have him animated as Mo in
Mo
the show.
Beta Blues.
Mo as the computer would be hilarious.
Okay,
it's like the Red Dwarf computer, stupid, retarded computer.
We'll take a vote.
Yes,
no one's voting on Sam.
No, we're gonna take a vote. We're gonna list our casting decisions on Facebook, and people are gonna vote for which ones they like better.
Okay,
and I would love to
Hugh
see
Lowry over Sam
Jackson for sure.
Sam Jackson as Captain Jean-Luc Picard is awesome.
I'd still rather have Idris Elba than Sam. Idris is a captain.
Sam Jackson will change it up. It'll be so good.
No, he wouldn't. But he's not a captain.
He's definitely
Samuel
a
Jackson.
Captain.
He's like.
You gotta think realistically.
You know
too,
what he
like,
would be? He would be a great villain.
Both those are. Which is gonna be hard to get for
make
TV.
His ass.
Those, both those guys are gonna be hard to get for a TV show.
Tons of people are going to TV.
He's already
shows.
A villain in everything too, though. So
he should play a villain. He's quality.
Malkovich is better as the villain.
I can finally introduce myself.
But that is our casting of the Star Trek, The Next Generation.
We're all a little pissed off and angry at each other.
Well, I guess everybody's just angry at me.
No.
I would say so.
I would say so.
Fuck that guy.
But that is our Multimedia Men podcast number 22 for this week.
Please tell us who's wrong. Please tell us.
Final friend.
Someone's wrong.
Not kind of. Mama.
And please find us on Facebook.
And follow us on iTunes.